You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Jack Scott and Alex Wright are co-founders of Dashwater, a British sparkling water brand made using fruit and vegetables that would otherwise go to waste. Both come from farming backgrounds and went on to work in selling soft drinks. Together, they saw an opportunity to create a drink which contains no sugar, no calories, and no sweeteners. The drinks are quite simple, bubbly water infused with fruit. They buy ingredients that either aren't fresh enough or don't look good enough to make it to a supermarket. Since launching in 2017, they've saved more than 250 tons of fruit and sold over 7 million cans in the UK and in Europe. Recently, the brand launched in the US, ready to shake up yet another market with their peach, lemon, blackcurrant, raspberry, and cucumber flavors. Here's Alex now with the story of Dashwater and some insight on what they've learned about growing the business during the global pandemic.
Our story is pretty simple. Jack and I, we both come from farming backgrounds, and we had seen firsthand that across the Western world, about a third of fruit and vegetables goes to waste. So if food waste was a landmass, it would be the third largest country in the world after the USA and China. And we wanted to do something about this. And so we're always keen to repurpose this fruit and veg that was going to waste. And at the same time, we were both working in the soft drinks industry, and we're looking up and down at supermarket shelves and seeing sugar-laden beverages, either with a high quantity of sugar or sweetener, which is equally as bad for you. And so we wanted to do something about it, bring a fresh perspective to the soft drinks industry. And the creation of Dash is really simple. We buy wonky fruit and veg off farmers, and we chop it up. We let it rest in spring water for about 6 to 8 hours and gently infuse the flavor to create a delicious tasting drink that doesn't have any sugar or sweetener.
And talk to me a little bit about the process. I imagine you have a facility that you had to get up and running. I'm curious about how you do quality control, because obviously with artificial ingredients, it would be a recipe, but how do you keep the line consistent, and what does your production actually look like?
Yes, that's a really good question. So we thought at the beginning when we were trying to create Dash, it's a really simple product to make, right? So we only have three simple ingredients: spring water, wonky fruit, and bubbles. And we thought, easy, we'll put these three things together and make a really tasty drink. The hardest parts of our journey was the creation of making a really good quality beverage that would last on the shelf. And we had quite a few tricky days at the beginning with our manufacturing where it didn't go right. Now we have a really fantastic process where we take our fruit and vegetables, and they are transported to Herefordshire where we can. And the spring water that we get comes out of the ground, which hasn't seen daylight for 30 years. Within 7 minutes of being underground, it's in the can and is infused with our fruit and vegetables, and then we add bubbles. The blackcurrants that we use, the raspberries that we use that are surplus, they are sourced from within a 15-mile radius of where we can in Herefordshire. So it's all really local. We try and keep everything to as low a CO2 emissions as possible. And I think consumers they really care about the provenance of ingredients, and it's very important to us to make sure that the transparency of creating our product is as transparent as our liquid. Hmm.
You know, in 2.5, 3 years, I think now you've had an amazing growth, and the partners that you have are quite impressive. What's been the most important part of that growth? Sort of the restaurants and bars and things, or the supermarket chains, or I guess all of it?
I think for us, the most important part has really been establishing and getting our mission off the ground. So our aim by 2025 is to have infused 2,600 tons of wonky fruit and veg. And so we've got off to a great start. each year we infuse a lot of fruit and veg to get us towards that target and working with feedback. The team that we've created have been absolutely fantastic, especially through this COVID-19 period, working together and fostering a fantastic culture of being the coolest place to work in town. Retailers working with those guys, you know, are absolutely brilliant, and they're able to deliver our products to the consumers in the right way. So Dash is listed in about 5,000 stores, mainly across Europe, but we've also recently launched into America in LA, New York and Chicago. In the UK, Dash is listed in stores like British Airways and Boots, Sainsbury's, Ocado, Holland and Barrett. But I think what we're really trying to do with our delivery is to be the contemporary food and beverage brand, and our direct-to-consumer model is where we really try and put a strong focus on. So at the moment, we ship about 9,500 cans every day. So we sell 9,500 cans every day off our web shop. So this is through a subscribe and save model. And the reason why we love this is the retailers are good at displaying a product on a shelf. However, they're not very good at giving the supporting story. When consumers buy from our websites, we're able to deliver a fantastic service with a really good message behind it. So consumers can understand that we use Wonky Fruit, we use spring water, it's a really good quality product. So that's why we're excited about working directly with consumers.
I'm just curious, you mentioned off the top that you and Jack have farming backgrounds. I wonder if that sort of connection to land and understanding how much goes to waste, understanding how to grow food and produce, if that plays a part in the story, if that's important in what you're selling.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely pivotal. It is interesting, though, we didn't bring it to the fore at the very beginning. We didn't really think people would care about Wonky Fruit and Veg as much as they do. So 3 years ago, when we created a minimum viable product and we were testing it out, we were giving it to consumers and saying, what do you think of this liquid? Do you think it tastes great? What do you think of the flavors? And also, what do you think about the messaging as well? And we had the story of Wonky Fruit and Veg and our backgrounds on the back of the pack. And when we told consumers, they said, this is great. And we then brought it to the front of the pack, brought it to the front of our messaging. And what's interesting now is when we do samplings at Whole Foods or Selfridges or at consumer events, and people come up to us and the thing that they say, it's not, oh, you're Dash, you guys make the drinks that don't have any sugar or sweetener. It's, oh, you're Dash, you're the guys that use Wonky Fruit. And so it's amazing that that's what people recognize and love and associate with the brand.
You mentioned to me just off air that the numbers have been quite positive in recent months. I imagine that's been a great boost for the team when you're pushing into a new market and, of course, not being able to be in the office together. Has that been a rallying point, and did that surprise you at all?
Yeah, I think it did surprise me, if I'm being honest. In mid-March, when we were looking at an extended period of lockdown and we were looking at a few of our channels, restaurants, pubs, bars, and thinking, okay, these are all going to go into hibernation mode. We were looking at being considerably down on our numbers, but our web shop has really lifted off in that period and made up the difference and some. So I think that's been a great lesson, that we're really happy that we had got that channel up and running and we were pretty strong on it already, as opposed to being on the back foot and it being a bit of a scramble to get our online proposition up and running. The team have been absolutely amazing. I don't know what we would have done without them. And I think what we've always tried to focus on is it's a really, really tricky time. However, there are some amazing opportunities that come out of this. And what we need to do is make sure that when those opportunities arise, we snap them up very quickly and are able to deliver a great service. So an example of this is, whilst pubs, bars and restaurants have gone into hibernation mode, online retail with Ocado, for example, or Sainsbury's online has absolutely boomed, and we've been able to pivot into the online direction and be really quick and nimble into taking the most out of that opportunity.
How have you been allowed to do that? Is that basically just having all your ducks in a row, everything in order in your production, in your shipping, in your logistics? You were set up to pivot that way. Either you can send it out, you can send it through retailers. Talk to me a little bit about sort of being prepared for you know, obviously you didn't know this was coming, but being prepared to sort of up your sales.
I think making sure that we have a really tight understanding of our supply chain has been very important. So we create our drink in a very simple way. I can't imagine what it would have been like creating a relatively complicated product. So we are able to directly see exactly where the dangers can lie. So an example of this is, we get our blackcurrants, raspberries and cucumbers from the UK, but we get our lemons from Sicily. And so when COVID started hitting Italy, we looked at that, we knew exactly where the problems could lie, and we could be able to mitigate that risk as quickly as possible. So the supply chain and understanding that has been really important. It was also making sure that we had really good relationships with the retailers. I think that some retailers get a bit of a bad press for being quite rigorous on suppliers, and I'm not saying they can't be, they certainly can, but making sure that when these kind of things happen, you know everyone really well, you've got a good relationship with the retailers, and you're able to make the most out of the opportunities that come along your way.
You know, if you look at the direct-to-consumer brand that you do have, and that has been great for you guys, I'm so curious about, you know, you have the discounted sort of subscription model. People will log on. They'll be happy to buy, you know, one product from you guys that you make so well. I'm curious about this world and whether that sort of allows for a little bit of expansion into another category. Might you think about a different product, or is it simply in building on a great thing that you already have and continuing to grow your reach? What is the focus sort of there in, let's say, the next stage of the company?
I think it's a good question. We're really clear that we want to make sure that we deliver great tasting drinks that are sustainably sourced. And we're a long way from completing our mission, and if we were to diversify too quickly, I think we would spread ourselves too thin as a team. However, having said that, we have enjoyed good success with the products and the retailers that we have, and we're always looking for iterations in both our offering, so on our D2C service, but also with products. So we recently launched a new delicious peach flavor that is our number one bestseller. We launched it a few months ago, so that's been fantastic. This year we've also launched a glass range as well. The reason for the glass range was we saw a huge spike in sales over Dry January, and it plays into that what to drink when you're not drinking alcohol. And we found a lot of people had Dash around the kitchen table with family and friends when they didn't want to drink on a Monday, Tuesday evening. But they wanted something that was special, that tasted really good. So having Dash was fantastic, but the proposition of having it in a can wasn't quite as smart as some people would want for dinner. So we created our 750ml glass sharing range that has been absolutely fantastic. And it's been able to give consumers the same liquid, but just in a different pack format for a different occasion.
Very well said, Alex. This has been very interesting. Thank you so much for your time.
Very good to speak to you. Thanks very much, Daniel.
Alex Wright, co-founder of Dashwater. My thanks to Alex for his time, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.